Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, the latest Blue Origin space expedition lifts off carrying an all-female crew. It includes the likes of pop star Katy Perry. It's a landmark trip in terms of gender representation, but is it of any benefit to humankind or just an obscene display of wealth? Space reporter and writer Niamh Shaw is with me on the line today. Niamh, you might explain, how did this trip come about, first of all?
It was put together by, how are you doing? How's it going? It was put together by Lauren Sanchez, who's one of the people that's, one of the women that's on board. Now, she is the other half of Jeff Bezos, who owns Blue Origin, formerly owner of Amazon. So seemingly it was her brainchild. And I like what she's doing. I've always maintained that eventually there will be a need for reporters and communicators like myself. I'll be honest, one day I would love to go myself one day.
Right.
But you see, the reason why I think this is a good one is all of those people have a very large following, and it's really smart. And all of those people are expert communicators. And so we're at a stage now where, you know, the public are interested in space and what it means. And yes, at the moment, it's still the wealthy that get to go. But I really like this because the people that are going are people that actually might, I'd be very curious to see how they speak about it and how they share it. Because up until now, a lot of Blue Origin passengers, with the exception of a couple, have all been private and have just kind of gone up, said nothing and go home again. You know, so I think it's good. And I also think, you know, when you look at America and where it's at the moment and this cancellation of DEI, which means diversity, equity and inclusion, I also think it's important, you know, for America to see six women go up. So it's only an 11 minute. It's only 11 minutes. But it's also about, for me, you know, as somebody who, you know, wants to go to space, and there's a lot of people that do, it seems impossible. And with Blue Origin, it's still expensive, but it's an awful lot more affordable than, say, going up for on a 6 month mission to the space station or something like that. It makes the impossible seem more possible. And so it brings it closer to us. And I hope that all of those women, and I'm sure they will do their part when they come back to explain what it was like and hopefully pay it forward and support other women to go.
So it's a PR exercise, really. It's nearly like a PR trip, totally. Effectively.
Totally. I would say a PR trip. But also, I think that has value. Why should we go to space, right? So for some people, it's about, oh, I'm an astronaut. I think there's a much bigger message for humanity in that. You know, the world is in a very strange place at the moment. I'm sure you know, because you cover it every day on the news. And it feels very uneasy at the moment. And we have a tendency to forget that we are creatures of this planet. And what space affords you to do is to see the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is above the Kármán line, which is what Blue Origin promises everybody. Blue Origin is this kind of line that takes you 100 kilometres above Earth, and you're officially in the space zone. Whether you are or not, it doesn't matter. What happens is that you get to see the Earth in its entirety in one big eyeful. And you also get to see the darkness of space. And William Shatner, for the younger people, they don't know who that is, but he was in the very first couple of series of Star Trek. It was a big inspiration for all us nerds of our generation. And he cried when he came back because he felt very lonely and he felt scared.
Yeah.
Because I think we have a tendency to go about our day, go, oh, I must do the shopping, oh, Tesco, oh, whatever, DEI, cancel, all this kind of stuff. But actually, like, when you see the Earth from there, you realize we're not in charge. It's just this rock that's got all these forces acting on it that has, that's the reason why it is in the position it is. So that's why I think it's important.
CEO of the National Space Centre, Rory Fitzpatrick, is joining us as well, Niamh. Does this trip have value?
Absolutely. This is, I agree with Niamh totally. Like, people get very, very caught up about the money being spent in space and whether there's value for money. The really, really exciting thing here is that we're starting to move into being a space species. And that's really, really a big deal. Like, within, we went to the moon and we got there with like a tin can and a computer that wouldn't even run an iPhone now. So like, getting there to the moon was an amazing achievement. And we learned an awful lot through those Apollo missions and that period. And we really learned what was dangerous and what we needed to fix. And we've come back. And since then, there's been a huge amount of development going on. And finally, we are now getting to the level where we're starting to slowly move into space properly. And with SpaceX and with Blue Origin, with all the companies coming up, we will have, within our lifetimes, we will have people landing on Mars and dying on Mars, which is just crazy.
Would you like to be on board?
It would be great fun. It would be fantastic. Now, Niamh mentioned earlier on, when you look at the costs, and the thing here is, this is a private company. They're private people paying to go up. And if they want to do that with the money, that's fantastic. Governments wouldn't be spending to do a PR exercise. But people like Blue Origin can. And that's a really useful thing to promote space, and the investment in space has been worthwhile.
So you think the celebrity nature of this, no more than Niamh, will add value to it as well?
Hugely. This is a thing that within the next couple of years, as we start developing more and more space research, more space products, if you look around us right now, the technology we have, the fundamental difference. When I was young, there was a Fastnet race where there was many people killed off the coast of Ireland in a storm, right? And they were out yacht racing. And the reason why that wouldn't happen today is because of the satellites in space that are looking down, that are monitoring constantly, giving us constant feeds of information. The amount of people that died in the forest fires. You look at the forest fires in California recently. Mm. The reason they didn't lose an awful lot of staff in dealing with the fires is because they could monitor live what was going on and move people around and move them into safety. So the amount of sensors in space that we have, they're already having a massive impact on our day-to-day life, is huge.
Why not? Why not embrace it? What about you, John Gibbons, environmental journalist? Would you like to be on this space flight?
No, Andrea, I think I'll stay here on terra firma. Thanks. it's a fascinating thing, but unfortunately, what we're talking about here is space tourism, which is, I suppose, the ultimate sort of indulgence, really, for extraordinarily rich people to have a jolly up to space. I think, as Rory referred to, obviously satellites have a role. In fact, I'd be far more concerned about the US government decommissioning climate satellites than I would be about the race for putting more space junk up there. We have, for example, companies like SpaceX putting thousands of communication satellites, literally thousands, into space with unknown consequences. Because, and I was kind of looking back at this earlier today, and back in the day, nobody would have said really that space travel was had any special environmental impacts because it was so rare. Now it's not rare. We now have huge numbers of rocket launches going into space, huge amounts of space like material being deposited, and a lot of that material then burns back out of space. And what we're noticing or beginning to figure out is that there's all kinds of consequences arising from this. For example, we're looking at thousands of tons of black carbon being deposited into the upper atmosphere with huge warming effects. So, it's all very well about kind of let's go to Mars, but how about let's not trash this planet too? Also, something that people may remember from the 1980s, and if they weren't around then, they'll have read about it, which is the ozone layer. This is a very, very thin layer of ozone in the upper stratosphere, that basically, without that layer, life on Earth would be impossible. Now, we almost lost the ozone layer back in the 70s and 80s because of CFC pollution. We fixed that through regulations and so on. But what we're now seeing is that the degradation of the ozone layer through these various rocket flights going through it, and the ejection of various chemicals, including black carbon, into the upper atmosphere. There's an area way up there, Andrea, called the mesosphere. This is above the stratosphere. Okay. This is literally at the edge of space. When you eject your junk into the mesosphere, it basically has no way of coming back to Earth because it's effectively beyond gravity. So what we're now doing is we're filling the mesosphere with crap, with emissions, with junk, with soot, and with unknown consequences. And the idea of hopping on one of these for a jolly to go up and have a look because you're rich is just mind-boggling.
What about that, Niamh, then, the impact of expeditions like this on the environment?
So I really believe that we have to really think about our planet and where it's going in the future. And astronauts who go up on legitimate science missions for 6 months at a time, they talk about this shift in their perspective of understanding our place in the universe, and that nobody's coming anytime soon, and the only thing we have is our planet. And there has to be a massive change in attitudes to climate change. And I believe that an opportunity to see the Earth from a distance, if you have an audience, is no matter who they are. And I genuinely hope that that happens to at least four of those six women today, that actually can help the planet long term. And I agree with what Rory was saying, and John as well, is, yeah, going up for your jollies, I'm not a fan of it all. There has to be an intention. There has to be work behind it. You have to have a reason to go, because it's very expensive. It's
yeah. How much is it actually? Do you have any idea?
I think it's somewhere between 200,000 and 400,000, which isn't as bad as, say, some of the other space tourism companies. But it is space tourism, and I do believe that this is it. This is all
yeah.
we have.
Okay.
And so to have integrity and to have a reason to go up is important. But I do think that rooted in today's mission, there has been a lot of thought in it. So, yes, it's a PR. You can kind of say that. But don't underestimate the impact of that view on those women
okay.
today. Just watch what happens.
200 to 400,000 euro if you happen to have it. Well, actually, we've about 200 grand up for grabs in the cash machine on Friday. So I'm sure some people might keep that in mind. Niamh Shaw, Rory Fitzpatrick, John Gibbons, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.